1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
It's the last round.
In the head.
One of the better themes. You can't miss with Dino or Frank. You just can't.
That good. Yeah, all week we've been reading your stories. We asked you to send them in, and you did. Thank you very much. All right. Time to read the letters.
All right, a lot to cover. Here's from the sports division. Little League Baseball, late 80s, I played catcher, second base, or outfield. This day our catcher didn't show, so I warmed up the pitcher, having my mom's softball glove I used when I played in the field. Rocket arm Craig fired one in, and well, I caught it with my eye instead of the glove. Swollen shut almost immediately. Coach explained we only had enough kids to play, or we would forfeit. So I sucked it up and played far right so I could not get in trouble.
With a big honking, yeah.
Fourth inning, one eye walk, then the next kid gets a double and I have to slide into third, spraining both of my thumbs so bad I couldn't grip the ball or use my glove. Just stay out and right and don't do anything was coach's orders. I spent the rest of the game with two useless hands and one severely swollen eye shut just so we could lose.
Wow. Oh,
that's psychotic.
Hopefully he was player of the game and got the biggest juice box.
Seriously.
33, maybe 34 years ago, I was a ninth grader at Horning Middle School in Waukesha. I was a tomboy and wanted to hang with the guys. Before school and at recess, the guys were playing soccer. I wanted in. It was fall and getting cold outside, so the ball was cold and hard. I was running back and forth, passed me the ball. Next thing I know, the ball gets kicked toward me so hard and fast, I took it right in the side of my face. Knocked me down. When the guys were helping me up, they were like, whoa, I had an imprint of the soccer ball seams right on my face. It bruised that way, but now I was a cool chick because I could take one to the face and still play.
I like this girl. You go, Pam.
That's a big part of sports. Eventually, you're going to take one to the face somewhere.
Sure.
Whether it's an elbow or a ball or whatever.
I had a horse's face
story.
Hit my face.
I never saw the field during my 2 years on varsity football except for one play. We were blowing out Beaver Dam High School, and we started putting in our backups. I finally got the call to come in and punt. Playing on the B punt unit, the backup long snapper could only snap the ball 10 yards and not the preferred 15.
So it just dribbled back or to die at 10 yards.
Take my normal 10 yards back and quickly realize this has been a terrible mistake. Beaver Dam starters were still playing and murdered our line composed of second and third stringers, and I got mauled by three players. Two went low, one hit the side of my planting leg, the other hit my kicking leg. Just below the kneecap, the third guy went high. My father said it was like the 1970 Oakland Raiders linebacker smashed me in the head with no intentions of blocking the kick. His hand, forearm, or something got past my face mask and clocked me square in the nose. As I rolled around in pain, vividly remember the ref coming over and saying, you all right, son? There was blood pouring out of my nose like a running garden hose. I broke my nose and was on crutches for the next 3 weeks. If there were any silver linings to my one glorious play of varsity football, A, we were the away team, and I got and I thought all the blood on my white jersey was badass, and B, my broken nose got me out of homecoming the next week as my girlfriend didn't want to be seen with my new ugly mug. Let's be honest, we were probably going to break up after homecoming anyway.
what do I care?
All right, now up to the barn. I grew up on a hobby farm in rural Sheboygan. On our days off of school, our father would have us clean out the barn. I was about 10, and my older brother was about 13. While cleaning out the barn on a day off of school, we decided it would be fun to ride one of our 400-pound steers around the barn.
Ooh, that's not a good idea. You ever seen a rodeo?
Yep.
I enthusiastically jumped on the steer for the ride. The steer took off and made a beeline for the ladder to the hayloft. The steer bucked me and threw me to the left, right, into the ladder. My face took a direct blow from the ladder. Next thing I remember is waking up in a pile of cow manure with my brother hovering over me asking if I was all right. Thankfully, I didn't break anything or lose any teeth. That was my last ride on a steer.
Yeah probably.
See, if you're a parent, how can you warn your kids about all these things? You know, parents warn your kids.
Just think they're not going to don't ride
a steer
on the back of
the steer. That'd be one of my big edicts. I think I would have said that. Come on.
You just start chronicling a list as we read.
I miss the basketball baseball thing.
Be careful on the steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I did too.
Be careful on the steps. Here we go. Here's two from the step division.
All right.
When I was a wee lad, I would run down the basement steps and leap off the bottom step. And as time went by, I graduated to step two, then step three.
Yep.
Then the day came when I decided to make the leap to the fourth step.
Hero.
Not a good idea. Not take into account the trajectory would be different and that I had grown a couple of inches. Anyway, as I ran down the steps with a big smile on my face, I got to the fourth step and jumped. Then I heard a big thump as my forehead hit the top of the door frame. This caused me to do a 360 in the air and hit the floor on my chest. As I turned to look back at the steps, I thought, what just happened? And I lay there moaning. I swore to myself never to jump off steps again. This is special for you, Carrie, because there's girl angst in it.
Okay.
It's the summer of 1986, and my junior year was in the books. I caught the eye of a popular boy, Paul. I talked to him a few times, and he promised to call me on Friday to make some plans for the weekend.
Yes.
All day Friday, I stayed in my home willing the phone to ring. My ever-so-smart mother said a watched pot never boils, so let's go out and have dinner. I'll let you pick, and I'm sure he'll call when we get back. Lured by going to my favorite restaurant, we left to have dinner at Chi-Chi's.
Oh, this is so
80s. The baby back ribs.
Brookfield.
Yeah.
As we were coming in the door after dinner, the phone magically began ringing.
Mother, you were right.
My father picked up the phone and proclaimed that the call was for me with a wink.
Oh.
I was not taking his call in front of my parents, so I told my dad I would take it downstairs. I tore through the kitchen and flew down the basement steps. As I hit the bottom landing and turned to enter the rec room.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Paul's
on the phone.
I know.
You're going to smash your face to bits.
He liked your face.
This is right out of Marcia.
He called
the football,
your face.
Getting the ball in the nose.
Yeah, this is a Brady Bunch episode.
Yeah.
I lost my balance. I went sailing out of control into the door jam face first. Knocked to the floor and dizzy, I put my hands to my face. I felt the welt of two lines indented from forehead to chin on the side of my face.
Oh.
Snapping back to action, I army crawled across the basement floor to reach for the long coiled phone cord that dropped down the wall. Using the cord, I swung.
Get up there.
I swung the cord back and forth to knock the receiver off the phone base. The receiver fell to the floor, knocking me in the head on the way down. Seeing stars, I calmly felt for the phone, pulled it to my ear, and said, "Hi, Paul.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I can't talk right now."
Oh, please write back and tell us whatever happened with Paul. Oh, so great.
I wonder if Paul worked at the stereo store at the mall.
I thought you'd like that one.
It was
that is
a new
great.
Favorite.
That is army crawling to the phone. Paul, come on.
Paul, that's the part Paul. That really hooked me. The desperate advance to the target.
Well, once you knock the phone off, you shake it loose, you have to yell upstairs, "I got it,"
so
they can hang up the extension.
The whole deal.
All right, we have a lot to go yet.
All right.
Here we go.
We're short on time here, too.
Oh.
Sacrifice something else. It was a beautiful sunny afternoon on White Potato Lake. We were water skiing, and I was up I had a good run going until I caught a little too much wake and started to lose my balance. Arms flailing, back arched, and one leg in the air. I tried desperately to stay vertical, but it was to no avail. I was going down face first. I don't know if it was a conscious decision made in the split second or if it was just instinct, but right before the moment of impact, I twisted my body so that my back took the brunt of the hit.
Oh.
And disaster was averted. The ski vest popped me right up just in time to see one of the skis coming, skipping across the water toward me.
Yeah.
Wow.
The direct hit momentarily put my teeth on the wrong side of my face and left a gaping hole in my bottom lip. Stitches and tetanus shot were how I spent the rest of that beautiful sunny afternoon.
Man.
I think it's our first water skiing one.
Sure.
Maybe. How about rollerblading?
No, we had another water skiing one. A guy was part of a ski show.
Yeah, weaving.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they were doing the rope braid.
Yeah.
We have rollerblades.
I'm sure we should have had rollerblades.
Here we go. Rollerblades. I borrowed my sister's rollerblades, not realizing the brakes were all used up. I figured that out when I was heading downhill towards a busy intersection.
Scrape.
I ended up stopping by trying to catch myself on the tailgate of a parked pickup truck. This was a terrible idea.
Drag 1 foot behind you sideways. That's how you stop if you have no brake.
Or somebody's yard.
Yeah, get up the curb and try to roll.
Yeah, it wasn't time.
All right.
Intersection, downhill. I smashed my face, fell, and blacked out in the road. I came to pretty fast, but was really disoriented. I staggered up to the nearest house and asked for ice. My face was bloody. Likely slurred speech, I'm not too sure. They gave me a paper towel and sent me on my way.
There you go, dear.
I staggered back to the curbside and sat down with my paper towel, trying to stop the bleeding and find my mom's phone I had taken with me to call my parents to come get me. Before I could figure that out, thankfully, Good Samaritan stopped and offered me a ride. Normally, I would not have taken it. I was practically delirious, though, from the blow. I could not remember my address, other questions I was asked, but managed to give her directions to my house. I required some immediate surgery and dental care. I fractured the roof of my mouth.
Smashed
my top front incisors back in my mouth nearly a quarter of an inch.
Ooh.
As well as broke one of them in half. All the dentist was able to do for me was build up the broken tooth with bonding and give me a prescription for Vicodin. The next week, I walked around school swelled and bruised. But you went to school. Good for you.
You know you're going to school, young lady. Missy.
That's more violent than what happened to the young woman who army crawled across her basement floor, but that just is a better picture.
It really was. It's fun to play.
Back to the kids trying to occupy their empty hours. I was 14. My best friend Aaron and I had built a tree fort in a large oak tree and were always trying to make improvements. Late one day, we had found a long 2x4 that had that boat trailer carpeting on it. We talked about where we might put it as kind of a bridge from one branch to another. I can see this being discussed in great detail.
Oh, for sure.
We found a board.
Yeah.
Score.
Flash forward to that evening, we had planned on hunting raccoons that were infiltrating Aaron's parents' garage. We made a ham sandwich as bait, because who doesn't love a ham sandwich? We placed it under the tree and waited for our quarry to arrive. Finally, in the moonlight, we see movement on the ground. We turn on our flashlights, illuminating a big fat raccoon, and fire a couple of shots from our weak BB guns. It takes off down a path and out of sight. We waited a few minutes, and I decided to tactically walk down the ramp with my BB gun shouldered and flashlight in hand to get a better look. As I did, I could feel myself losing my balance. I threw the gun and flashlight to free my hands. The last thing I see as the flashlight falls is the new board we had placed down earlier. I step all my falling weight onto the end of it, realizing we never nailed it down. The board became a lever and the branch of fulcrum. It came flying up and smashed me in the side of the face. I did a barrel roll and fell 10 feet to the ground on my back.
Ooh.
As I gasped for air, I remember seeing Aaron's silhouette against the moonlight pop out of the fort, laughing hysterically and asking if I was okay.
That's a best friend.
It took a few moments for me to catch my breath and reply that I was should walk home. It was hard to explain the huge rug burn covering one side of my face to my parents the next day. I got two more. Another Tonka truck story?
Sure.
Ooh.
You're not going to match Paul. That's a once-in-a-lifetime story.
I was around 25, and I was helping a friend work on his truck at the end of his very steep driveway. I was laying under the truck when I heard this rumbling coming down the driveway. I just happened to turn and look, and the last thing I saw was the front bumper of a Tonka dump truck that had been loaded up with rocks and rolled down the driveway.
The big boy.
When I woke up feeling like I had went a few rounds with Mike Tyson, all I heard was my friend saying, "They're just 4 years old." One of my friend's twin boys had launched the truck from the top of the driveway. Did I mention a very steep one? I woke up the next morning to get ready for work and looked in the mirror to find out I had a very purple nose and two black eyes. To this day, my friend can't talk about it without laughing so hard he starts crying. Yeah. And finally.
All right. Last one into the hopper.
February 1992, I was called out in the wee hours to a telephone pole damage in rural Racine County. Sounds like a Wee Energies man. A drunk driver had hit a pole, and I had to check it out in the dark to see if repairs could wait until morning. The pole was blocking a drive, so I cut it, not realizing it had tension pulling from the other way. Once cut, the pole flipped back and smashed me in the face. That's gotta hurt.
A whole telephone
pole.
Wow,
yeah. In your face.
Yeah, utility pole. Youch.
Sorry, Paul, but this one.
Luckily, I had taken one of the few work trucks that was equipped with a cell phone back then. I called for help, then called my wife and told her not to freak out, but I'd had an accident. She heard the sirens coming in the background and freaked out. Ambulance took me to the hospital where x-rays showed 7 broken bones in my face, including my jaw and the floor of my eye orbit.
Whoa.
The doctor on call also suspected a possible brain injury and started talking about sending me up to the hospital in Milwaukee via medical helicopter. Wife happened to work as a brain injury therapist.
What luck!
No, he's fine.
That's the luckiest guy in the world.
He's fine. He always talks like that.
More freaking out. A few hours later, the same doctor came in and said I could be discharged. Don't worry about brain injury and just go for a follow-up with a facial surgeon. Had to have my jaw wired shut for 6 weeks, so everything I ate had to be pureed and sucked through a straw. Pizza, tuna helper, lots of Girl Scout cookies, shakes, everything. I ended up gaining more weight than my wife, who was pregnant at the time. She still isn't convinced I didn't have brain injury.
That was a nice potpourri for the final round.
It sure was.
Didn't focus on one part of the face. We went all over the place. How did it happen?
And riding, all kinds of things. At work.
Riding steers, going up and down the stairs,
teenage
racing to
drama.
The telephone.
There's piles left. Yeah. Piles and piles. There's so much face smashing going on out there. It's unbelievable.
Sure.
Sorry we couldn't read them all, but the ones we read.
Sure were awful.
I was going to say great, but okay. They were painful.
Paul, man!
I want to know if she ever went to the dance with him or whatever happened.
Right.
Like, Paul never talked again. I will. Come here, Kim.